Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, dear listener. Welcome to a very special episode of The Rabbit Hole. This episode could actually save lives, Catherine.
Because it's not an episode of The Rabbit Hole. It's something different that we've been sitting on for about a year.
There's a chair. You've won a chair. No, listen, this is a very different episode. This is a documentary that Catherine and I made that we hoped would be part of a series of documentaries that we tried to sell to Radio 4 and Spotify and Audible. And there was kind of amounts of interest. But then when when it came to, well, how much could you pay us? Oh, no, we haven't got any money for it.
My theory, it's too hot for them.
It's too hot. So why don't you tell them what it is?
It's about fandom. It's about people who adore and follow a certain artist despite some problematic things about them.
It was going to be a series, wasn't it? What was it called?
Hopelessly Devoted.
Hopelessly Devoted. Who else will we go? So this episode is Gary Glitter, and you would have heard us talk about, if you've listened to the radio show, we've spoken about this for quite a while. I mean, we made this 2 years ago, maybe. Who else? There's one we recorded at the Comic-Con.
Yeah, which wasn't about problematic fandom. It was about out of the ordinary pastime. So we were going to do one about sort of muscle worship, weren't we? We were going to do one about like extreme tattooing, that kind of stuff. We might one day.
What was the cosplay? Cosplay was the one which we recorded, but you haven't edited yet.
No, I've not made it.
Because it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of work for Kath to edit the hours that we recorded. Hey, listen, if you dig this and you would like to hear more, you know, then let us know. And maybe, because I'm starting to eye up Patreon.
Yeah, I was
as
that.
A thing of doing for doing TV shows and films and doing audio stuff. I'm kind of eyeing that up, and I think there may be something in that.
Well, let's see what happens with this, and then we'll make a decision.
Do we play any Gary Glitter songs in this? You hear people covering Gary Glitter songs. You hear the Glitter Band. So some of you may not want to listen to that.
You might find it triggering. Yes. So leave it alone. It's fine.
So you want to skip this episode, then skip it. But if you like it, share it with people that you think might also enjoy it. If you write for one of the newspapers, you could review it. If you're listening on iTunes, go and subscribe and leave comments and stuff. Very quickly, can I just get in another plug before we get into the Gary Glitter stuff? Live shows coming up aplenty, and I'm going to be honest, ticket sales are kind of sluggish, and that's fine. We know it's the summer and it's hot and the World Cup and everyone's a bit skint. We get that. But for some of these, we're going to lose money, which again is fine. But if that's going to be the pattern, then we'll stop doing live shows.
Yeah, we'll have to rethink what we do.
So these are the ones we've got so far. This one's coming up very soon. July the 28th, we are at Manchester, at the 3 Minute Theatre. If you came and saw us before, that's where we're going to be. We got about 15 seats left. It's only a tiny venue. At the moment, I think we're breaking even. If we can sell a few more, we'll get a few quid each. And also, if we sell out venues like the 3 Minute Theatre, after hotels and travel and tax, and me and Kath get like 50 quid each. So it's not as if we are rolling in it. We kind of need, for the smaller venues, we need to sell out to get, I think England may have just scored. We need to kind of sell out for us to get any kind of money and stuff. So that's on the 28th of July. We're in Manchester. Scotland, you asked us to come. We're coming. On the 1st of September, we are in Edinburgh at the Stand Comedy Club. It's an afternoon show. I think it's about 4:30, something like that. And on Sunday, the 2nd of September, we are in Glasgow at the Stand Comedy Club. Big venues. They hold about 200. We've sold 31 and 32, respectively.
So we've saved you a seat.
Brighton. We are coming back to the Carolina Brunswick on September the 22nd.
It's always a brilliant vibe there. So if you don't come, you'll miss out.
And Bath, we're coming back to the Rondo the 17th of November. And I get that some of you may want to hold back. And it really helps us if you buy tickets in advance. If you can, and if you can't, that's cool. And if you can't come, we won't think any less of you. So you can go to these venues' websites to look for tickets, or if you go to ianlee.com/event, singular, ianlee.com/event. All the dates are up there and all the ticket links and all that kind of stuff is there.
Right, well, that's the advert done.
That's the advert done, guys.
Here you go with the first.
Come on!
Stop it. And maybe own the episode of Hopelessly Devoted. Let us know what you think. We'd really appreciate it.
How do you feel knowing that you're attending the court case made victims of child sexual abuse uncomfortable?
I can say I did what I needed to do. And if the result of that is that they became uncomfortable, then of course that's a shame.
You know that's going to sound cold.
Yeah. I know that sounds cold, but again, I had to go and support Gary.
You're listening to Totally Devoted, the show that looks at the cult of fandom, with me, Ian Lee. When I was a teenager, me and my friends really got into Gary Glitter. He was way past his prime, but his concerts were a good laugh. We went and saw him about four or five times. All good fun. Then, of course, Gary Glitter became famous not for his songs and outlandish outfits, but for his sexual crimes. In 1999, he went to prison for downloading thousands of images of child abuse. In 2006, he was found guilty of committing obscene acts with two girls aged 10 and 11 in Vietnam. And in 2015, he was convicted of attempted rape, four counts of indecent assault, and one of having sex with a girl under the age of 13. All hideous crimes and completely unforgivable. But there was something niggling away at me. Then, one bored weekend, I realised what it was. I still liked Gary Glitter's music. A quick look online told me I wasn't alone. There were hundreds of people out there in the dark corners of the web all saying how much they loved The Leader. How do they justify listening to his music despite the hideous crimes against children? And would I be able to find peace putting on a Gary Glitter's greatest hits, or would it just be too uncomfortable for me? I had to find out. Hello and welcome to the only Gary Glitter fan club website. No slander will be tolerated here. Well, this website is for exactly what it says on the tin, brackets, the real fans. On this website, you will find photos and videos, and you can even leave a message for Gigi. And then it says in the middle, Gary Glitter fan club against child abuse. It's about the music. Okay, and this is the forum. Gary's music rocks, simple as. Check out my YouTube channel if you like. Plenty of GG gems in there. Cheers, Paul. Oh, dear. This poor bloke. Well done for putting this site up. It's very difficult. I love Gary Glitter. I used to make a living doing Gary Glitter impersonations as Terry Tinsel. But obviously not very popular now. I met him several times. He always seemed a nice guy. It's harder to come out as a Glitter fan than being gay these days. Here's a good one from Helga in German. She tried to write this in English. Sorry for my English, but I want Gary say so much. He is a mad entertainer which has mega power. If he's health-wise still possible for the stage liked, he is to consider the pre and disadvantages attack is the best defence. And even Jesus said, who without sin it is, throw the first stone. So basically, people still love Gary. Well, I'm going to leave a message. Ian Lee. And I'm... I'm slightly reluctant to do this. I'm going to put my email on here. Do you know what? I nearly put a kiss there. Probably the most inappropriate kiss I could ever submit online. All right, click the submit button. It looks like they might have closed the forum here to stop spamming. But there is a YouTube channel. Oh, it's called Gary Glitter's Rock and Roll Jukebox. Bloody hell. No better place to get glittered in. I bet this is a nightmare patrolling the message boards on here. Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to send that message to the gentleman that controls this. I'm going to subscribe, although I'm aware that by subscribing, that's going to make me look a little bit dodgy bodsky. Okay, well, I posted on Facebook a couple of days ago, and I have had... Well, let's look at Gary Glitter, Forever the Leader. No responses, although there is a post after mine from Dan Percy saying, "Are you all a bunch of paedophiles yourselves? Is that why you still support him?" If we go to the other page, Gary Glitter's Rock and Roll Jukebox, there was a response there from Michael Parker. Michael says, "Count me in, Ian. Check out my glitter pictures." Now, there's a loaded sentence if ever there was. And I go on his Facebook page, and his picture is Gary Glitter in all his 70s glory on a motorcycle. Mobile uploads. Wow. Okay. There's him dressed as, I guess, Gary Glitter. There's him with some Gary Glitter gold discs on his wall. I have to go and meet this guy. I have to go and meet this guy. Right, I'm in Peterborough and I'm just trying to find Michael's house. I've gone past it. I think this is the right road. I'm very nervous. I wonder if he thinks I'm going to go in with an agenda. Maybe I'm supposed to have an agenda. I don't know. Let's have a little look. Michael.
Yeah.
Oh, hello, mate. So. Aha. Cool. How you doing? Huh? Well, from you, then you're a very old man.
I'm a very old man. 56.
Nice to meet you, mate.
Come
how
in.
You doing? Thank you so
Fine.
Much for seeing me.
That's all right. Cup of tea, coffee.
Cup of tea, white, no sugar. Would be awesome, please. Wowzers. This is amazing. God, blind, I'm seeing everything. This is amazing. Do you want to talk me through some of the bits and pieces that you've got?
They're all replicas, all silver and gold replicas of Gary's and the Glitter Band's discs.
I see what's making me uncomfortable. Is this fella here?
The mannequin.
You've got a glitter mannequin. Now, that
yes.
is... All things to one side. That's weird, isn't it? A glitter mannequin?
Well, it's not really him. It's just what I did because of the costumes I've made. Yep. So I needed something to stand them on.
And the boots? I see you got some boots.
I had them made. They were shoes I had in the 70s, and I just made them higher.
When did you make them into platforms?
They were platforms originally, just only an inch platform.
Oh, is that old?
But I made them into that sort of height, 20 years ago now, would have been.
Do you go out in them?
I still wear them when I go to see the Glitter Band.
Yeah.
And when I last went to see Gary, would have been then, in 97, with my best mate. He stopped being a Gary fan.
What was his reason?
He couldn't separate Gary Glitter from... what had happened, because we all see Gary Little on stage, and with the accusations of the young girls said what they said, and when it came to court last year, I think I just put the nail in the coffin for him, really.
I tell you what, I'm going to be honest, it's weird coming in here, because Gary Glitter is a taboo, you know, he has been whitewashed from rock and roll history, and it is very, very strange to walk into a room and see so much Gary Glitter stuff.
Yeah, I understand that, yeah. It's the music that I feel sorry for, that you can't hear it anymore. You haven't mentioned his name, people would look at you and think, you know, but that's not the Gary I knew.
You say you were friends with Gary?
Yes, I met him several times. First time I met him would have been 77 at Bailey's and Leicester.
That was when he'd retired and he was sort of making a comeback, his first comeback, was it?
Yeah, would have been that, yeah. Yeah, so it was Cabaret Club, yeah.
Yeah. And you went back to the hotel to meet him?
Yeah, there's myself, two of my sisters and some friends, yeah, no problems at all. Down to earth, pleased to see us all. But he was never any sexual connotations at all. Kensington Hospital in 1979, a broken neck motorcycle accident.
He came to see you?
Yes. Blimey. I was due to go and see him in Bedford on the 12th of December. I couldn't go, so my sister Caroline went to my place and she got backstage.
You got some scrapbooks here, which I'm keen to have a look. Oh, there we go. Housewife Carolyn Lunny wants pop star Gary Glitter to visit her teenage brother Michael, who's seriously ill in hospital. She says Michael, 19, is Gary's number one fan. Were you his number one fan?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. And he came along?
Yes, he did, yeah. He actually came. He kept it out of the press. He kept it quiet. The press didn't know anything about it. And then he actually came to see me. And then after he came to see me, it was in the press. He went back to my sister's house. Because I lived with her at the time.
I've got to ask a question that I'm hesitating asking.
Go on.
And if I ask anything you don't want to answer, tell me.
Come on.
How old was your sister?
Caroline. She was born in 19... Same age as Gary. She was born in 1944, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so she was the same age.
And you understand why I'm asking that question, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good,
no,
yeah.
She had a daughter. Her daughter was 16 at the time when he came back to the house.
And did Gary Glitter hang out with her daughters?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No. What is interesting here, you changed your name to Gad.
Yes, 1979.
That's taking fanhood into another level, isn't it?
That was done as a bet. To start with, I bet you wouldn't do it. So,
it was all the best decisions up.
Yeah, so I didn't regret it at all.
And you changed your name back from Gad to your original name when the trouble kicked off.
Yeah, I actually changed it in 1999, so it was a couple of years after the trouble.
Because he was, if I got this timeline right, he was accused in 97 and convicted in 99 of the child pornography on the computer.
That's it, yeah.
Let's have a look at some more clippings that you've got. You've got,
I've got
a very healthy collection. I know. Look, I've got to go back because I noticed we just flicked past the picture. Here we go. Gary gets rid of his glitter.
Yeah, that's been told at all.
And there's Gary.
Yeah.
In a bath with
it's hot tub.
Yeah,
but I don't know who the girls are.
Okay. An advert here for the review for the single "What Your Mama Don't See, Your Mama Don't Know."
Yeah. And of course, because of the name of the title, people read into it and that. And
You can understand why.
Yeah.
I've got to ask about the crimes that he's been found guilty of.
Yeah.
So found with thousands of child pornography images on his computer in 97 and sentenced in 99. There was also that weird thing where he travelled around Cambodia and Vietnam and was convicted in 2006, I think, of an assault against children in Vietnam.
Yeah, and went to prison for that.
Went to prison for that. Came back, served the rest of his sentence here. And then, of course, in 2015... found guilty of attempted rape, I think, and sex with a girl under 13.
Yeah. Some of that, I don't believe a lot of that. They said in court that it was unbiased, but how could it have been because of all the newspaper coverage that had been in the past? Apparently he had sex with a girl backstage in 1977 wearing one of his glitter suits and platform boots. He stopped wearing platform boots not long after 75 because they were no good for his feet in that. Mm. He never wore glitter suits backstage after a gig ever. Not when I met him, he didn't, never. And I, when I saw him in 77, I was 17 at the time. I didn't see any young girls in the audience at all, young as 10 anyway. But then your mother would have known not to let you be backstage on your own with a pop star, regardless of who you were.
But yeah, he was found guilty.
Yes, exactly, yeah. I think because of the child pornography was done first, I think a few people came out of the woodwork. In the 70s, lots of young groupies at that time. They knew what they were doing. They knew it's a pop star, not just Gary, to other people as well. You know, it's famous, blah, 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 you know. They do their best to get in bed with them. What ages they were, I don't know. I don't agree with it. But it happened in the 70s, didn't it?
Why do you think they're picking on Gary Glitter then?
in that case?
Because of the Jimmy Savile thing, I think.
Right. So you think that, correct me if I'm wrong, that the nation, the press, whatever, the public, are so annoyed that we let Jimmy Savile get away with it, and he died with all the we want to pin it. We want to pin something on someone,
somebody. And so Gary did the next best thing. That's my.
Do you really believe that?
Yeah, I do. Proving it is another thing. The only person who really knows himself is Paul Gadd.
Isn't it interesting? That's the first time we've used the name Paul Gadd.
We're talking about this. Paul Gadd and Gary. He was charged as Paul Gadd, not as Gary Glitter. Yeah. That's how I separate the two.
Yeah. Supposing Paul Gadd did do those crimes.
Yeah.
Can you separate the two enough that you could still enjoy Gary Glitter, even if Paul Gadd had committed those horrible crimes?
Yeah, because they're two different people.
Yeah. It's the same person, isn't it?
It is the same person, yes, but looks nothing like Gary Glitter to me.
Thanks a lot, Michael.
Cheers, dear.
Take care. See you later on. Bye-bye.
Cheers, dear.
See you later on. Well, there we go. You know, what a nice bloke. What was I expecting? He's a bloke who likes music. Blinkered? Maybe. In denial? Possibly. But just a nice bloke who likes music.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Michael made me feel very welcome. He also made a cracking cup of tea. Next up, I was off to meet VJ, who runs a Gary Glitter YouTube fan page.
Yep. That looks like it. It's the man.
It's your man.
Hello,
hello,
David.
You're all right.
I'm Ian. Yeah. Nice to meet you. You're right.
Oh, yeah. I'm Karen, anyway.
Hey, Karen. Nice to meet you. Thank you. Am I just going straight through?
Yeah, yeah.
Lovely. VJ, you run the Facebook page, you run the YouTube page. We were just talking about this. You must get a lot of abuse from people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's the price you pay for being a Glitter fan.
What kind of stuff do people say?
Well, pedo lover, that sort of thing. You know, what you're doing, supporting a pedo, which I do understand and comes with a gig, as I say.
I've seen some abuse. I don't know if it's necessarily directed at you, but they're accusing the people running the sites of being a pedo. They've done that to you?
Yes.
Because that must be really upsetting.
Yeah, yes, yes. It does hurt, but I don't suppose that'll ever go away, which I understand that.
It's interesting, isn't it, that Glitter has been pretty much erased from musical history. You know, if you listen to a chart rundown from 73 on Radio 2, they'll skip him. He's not on Top of the Pops 2 anymore.
No.
Yet they will play songs by Jonathan King.
Yeah.
Do you think it's fair that Glitter is excluded completely? Do you understand why they do it?
Yes, yeah, I understand why they do it. But to me, it's music. It just comes out of a speaker. What harm is that doing? But other people think different. So, I mean, I didn't choose to like Gary Glitter's music. The music chose me. I'm a great believer in that. Gary Glitter's music chose me, and that is the way it is. I can't help liking Gary Glitter songs, but I do. And I believe in power rock and roll. I believe in listening what I wanted to listen to.
A little bit of my background. I say I was a Glitter fan.
Yeah.
Went and saw him loads of times. And it was that 97 when he got found that he had thousands of images of child pornography on his computer.
And then he was convicted in 99. And that was when I kind of had to say, I can't be a part of this anymore. And I was gutted. I was devastated. Yeah. I was heartbroken. Yeah. And I thought, I can't be involved. What was your reaction? What were your feelings when you heard about it?
I was more or less exactly the same as your feelings. When it happened, I got his autobiography, Leader, it's called.
Yeah.
That went straight in the bin. Records, all the vinyl went up into the attic. I didn't have the heart to throw them away. I'm glad I didn't now, to be honest with you. They went up in the attic and that was it. I've done myself with Gary Glitter and forgot about it all. And then the computers come along, YouTube come along, and I jumped on YouTube and one night I looked over my shoulder, typing Gary Glitter. So I typed in Gary Glitter and that was it, all comes flooding back. And I thought to myself, this is wrong. I like this music. I'm going to listen to this music. So and it sort of went on from there.
And do you know when that was, roughly? What year that was?
Oh, no, I'm not. No. It's a good few years. Yeah. I left it a good few
years. Because other stuff has come out. And I have to say that, you know, the other stuff that he's done, he was convicted in Cambodia in 2006. Yeah. And the conviction last year of sex with a girl under 13, mm-hmm. attempted rape, molestation. Mm-hmm. He's been found guilty of it.
Yeah.
Does that not make you question it at all?
Yes, but it's still... it's hard, it's an hard one.
It is a tough one.
Yes. But at the end of the day, the music will still be there. It will never go away. And that's just the way I look at it. It may be wrong, it's the way I look at it, but it is the way I look at it. And it can't be just me.
Well, obviously it isn't, because how many people are in your Facebook group?
I've got 600 in the one I run at the minute. And I've got 1.8 million views on the YouTube channel. So it's a fair few. It's a fair few.
Is there a part of you that's doing it to wind people up?
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm going to bite back sometime, because he does get to you at times after the millionth time of being called a pedo lover. You know, that's worse than things than that as well, but... You know, I'll just try and ignore it and just get on with the music, get some rock and roll done.
What's interesting is, because I've met a couple of people and I've spoken to a few more people online.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I'm expecting, but the people that I've spoken to and the people I've met are, in inverted commas, normal.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And do you understand why that's a little bit surprising?
Yes.
I'm not expecting you to be paedophiles at all. Yeah, you know, I know that that's a nonsense to brand the fans that, but I was expecting... Yeah. Something a little bit weird. Do you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. This is why I'm sort of glad I've done this interview with you, just to have people can just let people know that we're just normal, everyday people that likes the music, and that is it. End of story.
It was interesting talking to VJ, and he made a good point, but I still couldn't imagine listening to Gary Glitter music guilt-free, especially not in front of other people. Well, then I found out that a couple of original members of the Glitter Band were going to be doing a gig at a really small venue in Birmingham. I got in touch with Claire and Lewis, who were going to the show, and met up with them in their B&B. I'm in the hotel room with Claire and Lewis. We're in Birmingham. Why are we in Birmingham? What's happening?
We're coming to see John Russell and Harvey Ellison, who are two of the founder members of the Glitter Band, and they're playing tonight at the Roadhouse.
And what are they going to be playing? Do they play... I mean, obviously they play Glitter Band stuff. Are they going to play Gary Glitter songs? What's the set?
Mixture of both and also a few other songs that fit in with that Glitter Beat style of music.
When they're playing the Gary Glitter songs, is there anything is there ever any tension in the audience? Is there ever anyone going, oh, you shouldn't be playing that?
It's almost like a release, actually. Like, you can actually go out and enjoy listening to it, dancing to it, and other people are there with you doing exactly the same thing, and nobody looking at you, you know, with daggers in their eyes, thinking bizarre thoughts about you.
It is... You know, we talk about guilty secrets in music. I guess, you know, Leader of the Gang, Do You Want to Touch, I Love You Love, you know, these are kind of the dirtiest secrets in music, aren't they?
I don't really know what you mean by that.
Well, just that you don't hear them on the radio. And when it's Pick of the Pops on Radio 2, you know, if it's Gary's at number 7, it kind of gets that number 7 doesn't exist, you know.
That's true. It's very, very sad, and it's just not right in my view.
Ever met him?
Yes, I've met him quite a few times.
Where and when, and what was he like?
In the 90s, met him a couple of times. Me and my friends, obviously, were a bit more mobile then. We found out where he was and we'd go to see him at various locations. And obviously, he'd love to see his fans at any opportunity he gets. And then I was fortunate. Well, I was in the right place at the wrong time in, I think it was 2012. I was down his street and he happened to be walking by. And I went up to him, because I knew that he was quite deaf, but I didn't want to shock him, and I just put my hand on his shoulder, and he looked round, and he said, "Claire," he said, "I knew it wouldn't be long before I saw you again."
What were you doing in his street? You stalking him?
Something like that.
Okay. Lewis, you're—it's got to be said—you're a young man.
So I'm 25. So born in 91.
Wow. Wow.
And I first heard about Gary in the newspapers. I think, obviously, when I was about 16, he was in the papers with a lot of negative articles over, and a lot of hatred in the press.
That would have been his convictions for downloading child pornography? Is that what that was?
That was post 2000.
Right.
So, of course, everything the media were covering in Vietnam, that was the stories that was in the paper at that time. So I remember asking people, "Who is he?" And they said he was a famous singer. And then I had to then go onto YouTube to discover that past that no one spoke of.
How does it sit with you? And I'm curious, because I don't know how it sits with me. How does it sit with you listening to Gary Glitter, knowing what he's in prison for?
I'll be honest, being a Glitter fan is not something I would share with people. People get very angry and they accuse you of perhaps supporting paedophilia when it's clear that, you know, no person would ever support that. And I think just because someone listens to a piece of music, it doesn't mean they are supporting paedophilia. It means they are supporting a song that's 40 years old. And a song that is just a song.
Claire, do you get, stick, abuse? What do you get for when you tell people you're a Gary Glitter fan?
Well, I used to be a little bit more vocal about it now, but as Louis says, you just don't want to people to be pointing their finger, giving you funny looks. I just keep it a bit more to myself now, and I find that really sad that I have to do that, because it's nothing to... What he was accused of doing is nothing to do with me liking his music.
How do you, speaking to some of the people for this, they seem that they say that they are able to separate Gary Glitter, the musician, from Paul Gadd, the paedophile. Is that, and I can't get my head around that. Is that how it works for you?
I find that really difficult too. I don't think I can either. The music's different. Gary Glitter's a caricature of something, but it is Paul Gadd playing that person.
And also he would have used that status, that stature, that fame to appeal to young, to girls, to little girls.
I wouldn't say that at all, no.
Okay, really? Why not?
Well, I know he was found guilty and he admitted downloading the child porn, but as for the other charges, I just can't see that to be true.
Really?
And we were at the court and I didn't hear any evidence that would stand up. But the jury have read all about him, regardless what the judge decided. He thought that wasn't true, that they probably had already made up their minds, and he was going to be found guilty before the trial started.
So you don't think that he did rape, sexual assault, sex with a girl under 13, which is what he was found guilty of?
I don't know, but I just didn't hear enough evidence for that to be for him to be found guilty.
Lewis, you went to the court case. That's a weird thing to do, isn't it?
Yes, it's a weird thing to do, but anyone I knew, I would go to support them. No matter what they were accused of doing, I would do it for anybody, because I think...
Even though they're accused of raping a child?
I just felt that was something I needed to do, and I obviously know people will criticise that and find it odd. But I think me as a person, I would want to help someone, but also I'd want someone to not feel alone. And I think that's why that I chose to go and support Gary.
It's very noble to support someone, you know, in their hour of need. But how do you think that made the victims feel?
I believe I sat behind one of the girls in the case, and they were not happy to hear our conversations in support of Gary, and appeared very angry.
You can understand why, can't you?
Of course, obviously, we have to respect their feelings. But I think that it's their right to be angry, but it's also our right to go and support Gary. And I know that's a strong...
Well, no, and this is really an interesting thing, and I didn't expect the conversation to go down this route, because I didn't know that. How do you feel knowing that you're attending the court case made victims of child sexual abuse uncomfortable?
I don't have any feeling on that. I can say I did what I needed to do. And if the result of that is that they became uncomfortable, then of course that's a shame.
You know that's going to sound cold.
Yeah, I know that sounds cold, but again, I had to go and support Gary.
Hello, mate. Can I get a lemonade, please?
Yeah, do you want thank any you. Ice,
yeah, I'll have some ice, please. Thank you. Well, I'm in the bar, and there's about a dozen people here.
Have you been served?
Oh, that young man's sorting me out already.
Lewis, I'm going to have to make a move, mate. It's really nice to meet you. Thanks a lot for your time. See you later on.
Thank you, mate. Nice to see you.
Yeah.
Have a good night. Take care. Which door?
That one that says way out.
Yeah, the one that says way out. That would be the clue. Thank you. Oh, man alive. Well, you can hear it coming through the walls, can't you? That was weird. I mean, that was a really... It's been a nice evening. I've been there for 3 hours. It's been a really nice evening. Enjoyed the band. Had a weird argument with Claire about the whole paedophile thing. Where previously she said she thought that Glitter was only guilty of downloading child pornography, only guilty. But then we had a really weird argument where she talked about the court case, and she ended up saying that she thought he probably had slept with a 12-year-old girl, but, and there were all kinds of buts and things. And I said, yeah, but you're saying he slept with a 12-year-old girl, right? That's wrong, isn't it? She went, yeah, but... And then she fired off a load of excuses. The two main ones seemed to be that women mature faster than men. And what about other rock stars that had famously, you know, allegedly slept with girls when they were underage? She cited Bill Wyman. And how come he got off and Glitter didn't? It was unfair. And I said, well, do you want them both to be in prison or Glitter? It's a really weird argument, and it got quite tense. The show itself, I stuck around for a bit of it, and when they played a Gary Glitter song, I Didn't Know I Loved You Till I Saw You Rock and Roll, I started singing along, you know, and it felt kind of good to be singing along to it. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the group thing, and I guess at that precise moment, I wasn't celebrating Gary Glitter. I was celebrating a bloody good song, my childhood, nostalgia. I don't know what I was celebrating, but it was it wasn't glitter. A weird evening full of emotions. It seems to be that a lot of the fans can separate glitter from gad, the crimes from the music, although most of the people I spoke to seem to think that glitter is innocent, and that it's a stitch-up. It's a conspiracy by the media. He's a scapegoat, and we went into theories of VIP sex scandals and all kinds of stuff. I don't know. The conversation about the 12-year-old really threw me, and I really it got quite heated. It got quite heated. Am I any clearer on my relationship with Gary Glitter? No. And his music? No. But there was something. When an original member of the Glitter Band played I Didn't Know I Loved You Till I Saw You Rock and Roll, I was singing along and I was doing the harmonies. Confusing stuff, man. Confusing stuff. I've got a long drive ahead of me. I think I'm going to get in my car and get home. None the wiser. None the wiser.
You've been listening to Totally Devoted, presented by Ian Lee, produced by Catherine Boyle. It was an Alexaki production.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.